أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لونها. قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة صفراء فاقع لونها تسر الناظرين. We're reading about that person who was murdered, and in order to find out who the murderer was, the Bani Israel asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala could have informed of the name directly, but the ulama write that in that case it could be that they could have denied it, that what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, and the Bani Israel were of that nature. And had they denied the words of the Nabi, then they should have got involved in kufr, because not to believe in anything what the Nabi says is kufr. The other reason the ulama give, that Allah Ta'ala commanded that they must slaughter a cow in order to find out who the murderer is. And outwardly, logically, there is no connection between the slaughtering of a cow, putting a piece of flesh of the cow on the murdered person, and that he will give evidence. But the ulama explained that the Bani Israel started worshipping the cow. When Samiri made a form of a cow, and then they started worshipping it, so Allah Ta'ala wanted to show that this what you are worshipping is not worthy of being worshipped. It is something to be slaughtered. It has got no power whatsoever within itself. And also at the same time, Allah Ta'ala was making manifest His Qudrat. Allah could put this in anything, could make a stone speak. Just put a stone on that body and the stone would have given evidence that who the murderer was. So these are all lessons for us to learn, that Allah is not in need of any asbab of the means which are in this world. Allah's Qudrat is above everything, and Allah does as He pleases. And it is not at all the work of people like us to understand the workings of Allah. Allah, His Qudrat is most superior, most high. It comes in the Hadith Sharif as well, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, had the Bani Israel slaughtered any cow, that was sufficient for them. But they went into asking the details of it, by which life became difficult for them. And to find such a cow became very difficult, and they had to pay a very big price then for that cow. Otherwise, they could have just slaughtered any cow, and that was sufficient. Also, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to slaughter his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and that command came in the form of a dream, and the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are also wahi and 100% true. But Ibrahim alayhi salam did not ask any question. As soon as he was commanded, he got ready to take his son and to go and slaughter his son. Yet the Bani Israel, just to slaughter a cow, they had so many questions to ask. So this shows also that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was Khalilullah. How a person becomes the Khalil of Allah, that whatever Allah's command is, a person fulfills that command. So the Bani Israel, as we read, they ask for the definition, which particular cow, when in actual fact they could have slaughtered any cow. So the first explanation Allah Ta'ala gave, that it's not a cow that is very old, neither a cow that is very young, but a middle-aged cow in between. And then again they were cautioned, now in other words, don't ask more questions. Do what you have to do and go and slaughter a cow like that, a middle-aged cow, which was also easy for them. But they had asked again further, قَالُ ادْعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا. بولے کہ دعا کر ہمارے واسطے اپنے رب سے کہ بتا دے ہم کو کیسا ہے اس کا رنگ. They said, oh, Musa alayhi salam, we don't still understand. This is not sufficient for us. We don't know which cow this is. Make dua to Allah that He gives us more specification and tells us what color the cow, or what will be the color of this cow. so that we could understand. We can see here that they're going to unnecessary details more and more. And Allah's system was, there is that when a person does this, Allah also makes it more difficult for that person. So Allah, he made dua, Allah Ta'ala said, قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءُ فَاقِعُ اللَّوْنُهَا. کہا وہ فرماتے کہ وہ ایک گائے ہے زرد خوب گہری ہے اس کا رنگ. He said that Allah تبارک و تعالی said that this is a cow that is yellow in color, and the color, it is very open, a bright color, and a color that a person will like. When a person sees that cow, his heart will take towards it. So now that cow became more specified, more difficult to find. And they had to make great effort to find such a cow that was yellow in color, bright yellow, very open and a shining color. And also it appears, tasurrun nazirin, ke apne dekh khush aati hai dekhne walon ko, that those who see that cow, they also feel happy at seeing that cow. So this was the second thing that they had asked, and Allah Ta'ala had defined it. And as mentioned, Allah said that just slaughter baqaratan, any cow, not al-baqara, not a particular cow. But they made it difficult upon themselves. From here also we learn that we should fulfill the commandments of Allah. We shouldn't be going into more details. And this is also another aspect, what you have called delaying tactics. Just how to delay to fulfill something. Now ask this question, now ask that question, and we don't want to do the actual work that we are supposed to do. So we should just do what Allah has commanded us. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand the commandments of Allah, to understand deen, and the greatest to understand we are slaves of Allah. Our brains are hardly anything there compared to the wisdom and the knowledge of Allah, that we submit totally to the commandments of Allah and accept His whole commandments wholeheartedly, and to the best of our ability always that we fulfill His commandments.